I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Independent candidate for Governor Bill Walker was campaigning in Juneau on Monday. The former governor took some questions from me about abortion rights, management of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation, and some of the things he says he'll handle differently than the incumbent if elected. This interview has been edited for length and clarity. Can you introduce yourself and just say why you're running?
Bill Walker, I'm running because I think we're better than what we've been doing, and that we spent too much time fighting over what we don't have and not celebrating and growing the state like what we should be doing. But one of the reasons I'm running is because the bipartisan infrastructure bill that's available for all states to compete for, the current governor doesn't seem to be very interested in that. In fact, did not mention it during the state of the state or any acknowledgement to those in our delegation, such as Senator Murkowski, that had a big role in that. So that's an opportunity for Alaska we have never had. I mean, to me, that funding, which is between $100 and $300 billion, you have to apply for it. You have to compete with all the other states for this money. It could be transformational for Alaska. I liken it to the Alcan Highway being built, or the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline during the energy crisis.
Question came up about Roe v. Wade, with it being overturned and access to abortion being decided by states. You've said you're pro-life, and Ms. Dragas has said she's pro-choice. But as a campaign, you've committed to protecting reproductive rights. You know, how did the two of you come to that position?
Well, a couple of ways. That's what the law of the land is. Our Alaska's Constitution provides that protection under right to privacy, and so our commitment is to uphold the laws of the Constitution, and we'll certainly do that. And so nothing would change under ours, under our time, our term.
You brought up fiscal stability, and of course we're, as a state, we're relying heavily on the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation to help us with that stability. Mm-hmm. And there's been a shakeup at the Permanent Fund Corporation involving one of your former attorney general. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Angela Rodell's ousting?
Well, I mean, that's very unfortunate. I didn't know her that well initially. I got to know her and liked her very much. I thought she did a phenomenal job. And we still don't have a replacement for Angela Rodell, which is rather shocking given the importance the Permanent Fund is to our economy now. So, I would introduce legislation or join others in legislation that would change the process of how you select and put people on that board. It's too critical of a board to not for it just to be a straight political appointment. So I would have a process as a vetting process, similar to what we do with judges. Certainly we've seen more influence by the governor than ever before.
What is your position on the Permanent Fund dividend?
I want to have the largest dividend that we can possibly have that is sustainable, but not at the expense of a weakened government services such as education and public safety, and also not at the expense of having large taxes just for the dividend. So I want it to be sustainable. I want it to be predictable. I want it to be something that we're not fighting about every year as far as what the amount is going to be. The formula we have now is 42 years old. That needs to be looked at and come up with something that is fair, reasonable, predictable, sustainable, and is not jeopardizing dividends for future generations.
Telework options for state workers has expanded a lot during the pandemic the last few years.
I think there's a role for that, but if there is, I want to make sure that it's done in such a way that you still don't lose that interaction for the public, because sometimes the public needs to come in and interact with somebody actually in a position, and so that doesn't work the same on the telework concept. So I'm certainly look at all options associated with that, but I want to make sure that we have enough presence everywhere that the people actually have someone to they can sit down with when they have an issue they need to talk about. So
do you have any commitments or promises you can make about where you'll physically be if you're elected governor and where your commissioners and other state employees will be?
Well, we love living in Juneau. We really did. I'm from Valdez and Anchorage now, but we love going out fishing. We go fishing right over here, in Byron's boat, and we didn't enjoy living in Juneau immensely. And so, interesting, my running mate now, Heidi Dragas, I asked, commissioners to move to Juneau. She did, as Commissioner of Labor, Workforce Development, and met the love of her life, Kevin Sund, and now they have a wonderful home here. They have their love of their life. Olive is about four. I would do the same as far as, this would be home.
That was me, KTOO reporter Jeremy Shea, talking with independent candidate for Governor Bill Walker. KTOO will sit down for interviews with other candidates for governor when they campaign in Juneau. You can listen to an earlier interview with Democratic candidate Les Guerra on our website, ktoo.org.